60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You made it the weekend. It's almost here. Little snowy here in the upper Midwest. I hear they got more coming in Minnesota than we do here. So be careful out there on the roads, folks. And be prepared. Air the grievances right here. Dial us up. 844-967-2789. Go into the phones in just a moment. Evan, I need you to multitask. Because before we do, it's not just cinema, it's also Joe Manchin. He effectively supported his colleague in the fringe of the center, if you will. Joe Manchin, just a couple of brief cuts, starting with 21, if you would, Evan, play the senator from West Virginia.
We need changes to make the Senate work better, not getting rid of the filibuster.
So he was never a yes either. How about his reaction to cinema's speech? Cut 22, Joe Manchin.
I think it's the points that I've been making for an awful long time, and she has too.
So he was proud of her. One more, Joe Manchin. Cut 23, please.
Well, we definitely need rule changes in the Senate to make the Senate work better.
Maybe like filibuster reform.
Oh, man.
Oh. I know. It's galling, isn't it? One more or two more. The vice president responding this morning, Kamala Harris, if you would, on voting rights. She says, we are committed. I don't know if everyone's committed, but, you know, the president, the VP, they're committed. Cut 50.
We are committed to seeing this through, however long it takes and whatever it takes.
Okay, one more from Kamala Harris, the vice president. Cut 51, please.
I will be continuing with extensive meetings and discussions about how we can see this through.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. That's what that means. 844-967-2789. Matt, listening on AM 950, I suspect, KTNF. Matt, welcome to the show.
Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Yeah, happy Friday indeed, Matt.
Have you seen the new MyPillow commercial?
What am I missing?
Well, the symbolism behind it. Okay, so you got big Mike Lindell head right there, and then he's got this velvet painting behind him, and it's not Smoking Dogs playing poker. It's a big Jesus head with the crown of thorns on him, and he's looking down. And then next to big Jesus head, there's big mountain lion head with his teeth wide open, snarling. And Lindell's looking at the camera, and the first thing out of his mouth, he goes, cancel culture has affected myself and my pillow. And then he starts selling his pillows for 50% off.
Well, you know, at least he's moving pillows, I hope, Matt. He did say recently, I just read the headline, I didn't really dig in, but he did say Mike Lindell claims he's got evidence that could send 300 million voters to jail. I think that'd probably include guys like you and I, Matt. Hell, that'd be the entire population of the United States, you know, give or take.
Yeah.
We all committed voter fraud. He's got the receipts. I thought it was creepy enough. He always wore the gold crucifix during the commercials, Mike Lindell. I always thought, you know, if you're a Christian or whatever, man, more power to you. I represent myself as a Christian. I'd like to think I believe in Christ and God and that kind of stuff. But it was always a little weird. But when he has the medicine cabinet, you open the medicine cabinet and he's like on the other side of the wall, there's Mike Lindell, like he lives in your walls. That was always super creepy, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, well, you guys have a great weekend. Great show.
Thank you, sir. Here in the state of Wisconsin, we've got a special prosecutor, former corrupted Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, and he went out to the cyber summit out in South Dakota with Mike Lindell, and we, the taxpayers, apparently, we had a play. We paid. I wonder if they gave souvenir pillows at the big cyber symposium. We're going to get a few more calls, 844-967-2789. While there's time, Kurt from Madison. Welcome back, Kurt. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks. You know, as I watch the news and read everything that I can,
It always begs the question, who's really to gain by what? Now, if you look at Manchin, he's worth millions. He doesn't need that position, that seat with Virginia. So there's got to be an ulterior motive. And what's her name from Arizona?
Sinema.
She's just Sinema. Thank you. She's just not that bright of a person to be able to construct any message like she did. Someone has their claws in her and has made her promises.
I think it's maybe the opposite.
A lot of money.
I think she thinks she's being a rogue maverick, sort of a mix between Sarah Palin and John McCain, right? And, you know, she's that Arizona senator. She was dying to give the thumbs down. And I think, and I heard another liberal host say this, and I don't want to claim that this is my thought, but somewhere her ego is so large that she thinks she's positioning herself for a presidential run.
Well, that may be, but someone's still whispering in her ears. And my end statement is, I'm convinced the only reason we have rogue agents like this is it's the real control is coming from the oligarchs. You got to start following the money. You got to
encourage
them to basically blow up democracy.
Well, Kurt, I heard the vast majority of that, and then the oligarchs started blowing up your phone line. I'm going to sneak one more caller in here quick. Rich from Phoenix, how you been, Rich? Happy New Year.
Hello, Happy New Year. I started listening to your program in 2020 in anticipation of attending the Democratic Convention. And I've been involved in the political world on several levels. And I can tell you that I met Kyrsten Sinema when she was a member of the Arizona legislature. A few things are consistent in her personality. She thinks she's funny. She thinks she's a smart aleck, and she thinks she's cute. Those are consistent. I also thought she was funny. And a few things about her that are so inconsistent.
Hey, Rich, man, I'm never going to have time for a few more things, but, you know, I think I'm smart, alecky, funny, and cute. At least I got dimples. Come back. We got a fine guest. He is the author, Jeffrey Krames, the book, The Joe Biden Way. How to become a bold and empathic leader.